I mean, here we are. It's the final week. You know, we got mini camp. I thought it was important days for us to really challenge our guys to continue to get better. You know, I know we switched some things up. I mean, it's a longer day for them. They've got a walkthrough in the morning, meetings, walkthrough, come out here and practice, meetings afterwards. So it's an extended day for them, and it's exactly what we need. We kind of threw a glitch in there where we moved time back to this morning, and there's a couple reasons for that, but one was to see how they handle it. You know, hey, it's a last-second deal. Now we're practicing in the morning. Told them last night, and, you know, they handled it great. Didn't flinch at all, and I thought it was good. So they brought the right mindset. Everybody competed their tails off. Saw guys getting better. You know, I definitely think our guys believe in getting better, and they believe in victory. We talk about victory and being the best that you can be, and they're demonstrating that. So we're not there yet, but just got to keep growing. So it was good.
Continuing to make progress, Marcel Jensen.
Yeah, he is. He's, you know, he had some things going on in personal life that he dealt with it, came back, and practiced. I mean, pretty cool for a young guy, what he's going through. So, you know, he's done a nice job, everything that we expect. Big thing will be with pads. You know, we're seeing him, we expect what we see out of him here and on the practice field and no pads, but that'll be the big test. But he's doing what he needs to do.
What was the other reason you changed it? You said there were a couple of reasons.
I think with practice, you know, with getting it back in the mornings, you know, with the weather, you know, the chances of rain and things like that. Although it wasn't a high percentage, you know, there's factors like that went into it. But I thought the way they captured it was good.
The practice looked a little more lively today, a little more spirited. Was that on purpose? Was that?
Well, I didn't know. I didn't know what to expect. We talk about it every day. But I think they felt the energy, and that's what it is. When the coaches are coaching with energy, and there's fans here, you know, again, and that adds to it. But when they feel the energy, the level of practice goes up. It's like that when we talked about what the purpose of music was, because to us, practice is everything. It's the most important thing. We've got to capture our practices, and the music and all the things that we do to try to elevate the level of practice, you know, we get better faster.
Today. Can you give an update on
that? Yeah, George is going through treatment right now. Had good conversation with him, great attitude about the whole treatment process. He decided to go back home after conversation and get the treatment and spend time with his family. So we have 1 week left of this mini camp, and I thought for this first initial week of treatment, it'd be good to be around his loved ones to go through it. So that's the decision we made. No, we don't. You know, we'll just, you know, it's kind of a wait. I'm with you guys. We'll just wait to see how he handles the treatment.
Guys, what did you see today from Chad and Blake, especially at the quarterback spots?
Pretty good. Blake, again, he's throwing better. Chad has been really, really steady. I know this might be one or two one to Mercedes. I think that sticks out that maybe he didn't get the completion on. But, I mean, through the whole OTAs, and that was a challenge to him, was, okay, really good OTA, 9 practices, what we went through. Now stack a mini camp on top of it. Just keep building on top of what you're doing. So he's done an excellent job with his leadership. You know, we'll see, too, when we get even more of the receivers back. I think that will be the telling sign, you know, where Chad's at and how much Blake is improving.
Is there an update on Cecil and when he may be able to start?
Yeah, I think you won't see him right now this week. You know, it might be a situation where if we had practice next week, you know, you'd start seeing him run a little bit more. So that's what I think we're hoping right now, is that after this week, you know, when we start our next couple of weeks of off-season conditioning, that he does on his own, he's ready to take off and go.
How do you find a way to get the most out of the defensive line, given the, I guess, just kind of the limitations that come with OTAs?
Right. Well, I think, you know, we're very cautious. Obviously, one of the things is one of our rules is protect the team and stay off the quarterback. So we expect them to maybe throw a move, but then the biggest thing is to turn and go. We want to see him turn and run and chase the ball. And depending on period that we have, we determine the effort that we're looking for. But we had 3 or 4 of those where we need to see them turn and go, and just to build that, you know, that endurance in all of them. So that's really what we're looking for. It's hard without pads on, but there's certain things we can see.
How has Quandy worked since he got here?
Pretty good. He's done a nice job. I think he's getting a feel for things. There's a lot of rotation going on with the Leos right now. just get a chance. I told you at minicamp, we're going to get ones, twos, and threes in there, and it's really our last chance to evaluate some guys without pads on before we go into training camp, so we're spreading out the reps quite a bit.
Do you anticipate Dakota Watson missing tomorrow and Thursday?
Yes.
What's the level of concern or disappointment?
Pretty good. They say he's doing really good. I think it was for, he would come back and return to play, he would do some running, but we just couldn't get him back, by Thursday. So we're just going to hold off so he can start next week again with the trainers.
How far, if any, will he be behind when you come back on the 24th?
Well, when I'm being told, he should be good.
No, I mean just mentally, just getting back
up
to speed with the scheme.
That's the challenge, is that he need to come out here and get mental reps and in the classroom. And he's done all that. He's done that, been in all the meetings, done everything on the classroom and on the field, watching, talking to the players as they come off. So we'll see how fast it transfers over.
Are there any players who have exceeded your expectations now that you've had the chance to see them for a couple weeks in action?
That's good. I think there's guys that I'm very pleased with that, that I think are playing within. I think some of the guys that we mentioned, like a Chad Henney, I think Brancher has really done a nice job. Mercedes Lewis, Puz, I don't mention those guys enough, I don't think, because you take for granted they come out here, they just play hard and they play at a high level. But, I think those guys probably exceeded my expectation. I already had them at a high level, and then to come out and perform like they did, it's great.
What's been the biggest disappointment over the last few weeks for you, whether it's a position or anything
the way you hoped? It's a disappointment probably with the receivers. We've had some injuries there. But I think we looked at it as a positive because it's forced us to adjust. It's forced us to take a look at, allowed us to take a look at other guys, which was a positive. I think going into training camp, you're going to see us tweak some things, and maybe how we bring guys along. So although it was unfortunate, I think it's forced us to reevaluate. And we had a really extensive meeting on it on Friday. We came back. And I think training camp hasn't changed much, but we have tweaked some things, and I'm excited about seeing those changes. And that wouldn't have came about if we didn't have that initially.
You mean maybe practicing less or bringing guys back slower?
No, I think the change of tempos. Where this period is more all out, and the next period, okay, quick whistle. This period all out, this period quick. Initially, for the first couple practices, and just kind of bring our guys along. Sometimes we have the mindset that these guys get here in the first training camp, let's go. It's like, we're ready to run a marathon, but it's not the case. We got to bring these guys along, and then I think once they get to their level of endurance, then we can really work them. But that initial week and a half or so, we got to be mindful of that. That's what we're finding out. So I'm excited about that.
Is this your idea to hold this meeting? Who's all the coaches in this meeting?
Yeah, we all did. Dave and I talked about, and then Milo and Scott, the three coordinators, and myself. Dave was heavily involved.
Hey, Gus, Will Blackman, you started working him inside a little bit last year. How does he look like he's going to do?
He's doing a good job in there. He's, learning the package. There's a lot of communication that takes place there, and that's one of Will's strengths. He's a really good communicator, really good, has really good idea of what's asked of him in each of our coverages. So now it's just a matter of performing. I think the consistency.
Leonard got some work with one.
Yeah.
How's he looking?
He's doing good. He's one. That's what we said, right, Vito? We feel like he's a guy that, we're going to bring him along and then get him some reps with the ones and see how he handles it. And he's just really a mature kid, really mature man, I should say. But he's handling it really well.
Last Friday's social gathering accomplished what you had hoped it would.
Yeah, because we competed there. That wasn't just a social gathering. No, it was, because you see guys hanging out. You see different groups mingling together. And here's what I said. I said, just go there and play one game. That's all you got to do. And then you can bolt and take. You can drive your cars over there. That's all we ask. Just go over there for one game. And everybody played at least two games. Some played three. Isn't that cool? I mean, part of it is to see what, hey, are they going to leave after one game? Hey, let's bolt. Are you kidding me? They didn't do that. And so,
I
didn't bowl. I walked around. I was watching, man. Learning the learner.
They play other games besides bowling or just bowling?
The guys that couldn't bowl because of injury, they were held out of bowling, and then they had games. They did. See?
You mean kind of video games or
something? Yeah, they're video games over there.
Who stood out to you?
In bowling?
Yeah. Did anybody help their cause?
You know what? Todman did really good. Martin, Alan Ball, they all like 175, 176. So they did pretty good.